Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We've come to one of our favourite sections on the radio show. Everybody loves to hear Angus Stewart. He's out there on his little property today. The kookaburras and the old gum tree are out there. How are you, Angus?
I'm great, thanks, Ben.
Christmas isn't far away. I've noticed a lot of the Christmas bushes are starting to flower and come to life.
Yes, it's depending on which state you're in, there is a sort of a Christmas...
Michael's in a good state today.
Good to hear.
Hey, Angus, in terms of Christmas bush, because I gave, and Patrick and I gave your daughter, Lillian, a Christmas bush for her birthday.
Yeah, a pahutukawa tree, a bonsai.
Yeah, so that's from New Zealand.
I have to be honest, it was looking like it was on its death wish, but I've got to tell you, it's had a remarkable
recovery.
And it's perfect. It's just
amazing what water can do.
Yeah, or putting it outside in the proper spot.
So just getting back to the Aussie Christmas bush, the red one that we see, is that a native?
Yes, well, that is the New South Wales Christmas bush.
Yep.
And that is commonly sold as a cut flower in various parts of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts actually with a white flower, and then that white flower turns red as it ages.
Is that your kids in the background, Angus?
Are you feeding them again?
Well, they're sitting in the old gum tree and they must be thinking it's Christmas early.
They're having a good laugh at you today, aren't they?
Indeed they are.
Now, what about hedging? What are we doing around the garden in hedging? Because there's a real science to getting that right too.
There is, and that's an article we've got in the Mindfood magazine. And it really depends what it is that you're wanting to achieve with your hedge. So you can have a low-growing hedge which acts as a little kind of border around mm-hmm. garden beds or parterre gardens. Or you can have a much taller hedge which gives you privacy and the like. Or you can get really adventurous and create your own maze with a tall hedge where people can get lost in your garden.
And what's good for hedging? Like camellias make a great hedge. We've got those. But what other variety of plant can you use as a hedge?
Well, there's a whole host of options, and I would highly recommend people sort of read the article to sort of choose the plant that's appropriate for their soil and climate. Most hedging plants have smallish leaves because when you're constantly clipping them, if they've got very large leaves, they look a bit unsightly. So small leaf things like buxus or box hedge,
mm-hmm.
the smaller leaf camellias, as you say, Camellia sasanqua is a good one. Petinia is an old classic sort of exotic hedge, but there's a lot of work been going on with Australian plants and hedging. It's with things like Wistringa, the coastal rosemary.
I was just going to say that. That looks spectacular.
Yes, and it is such a tough plant that, you know, another thing with your hedging is you want really reliable plants because there's nothing worse than having a hedge and then one or two plants die and you've got a gap in that hedge.
So yeah, it's like someone with gaps in their teeth.
Yes. Small-leafed forms of bottle brush, the callistemon, mm-hmm. I find are really good, adaptable plants that love a good clipping.
Angus, thanks very much
thanks,
for your
Angus.
Time.
Yeah, you're
happy
very
gardening.
Very, very good. We'll get the ladder and start cutting some Christmas bush off those trees, eh?
Well, look, that also makes a very good hedge after it's finished flowering. You can sort of trim it up and even kind of... make it into like an informal hedge. There's another tip.
There we go. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Angus.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to Angus again very shortly. If you missed this interview, jump onto mindfood.com and, of course, all the other stuff that we've been talking about today as well.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.